Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 8, are you there? Four types of ground. One incorruptible seed of the Word. Only one group got results. One of them he mentions in Luke 8, 13, are those on the rock, rocky ground. He said, they are they, Luke 8, 13, which when they hear, they receive the Word with joy. And these have no root. It was a shallow reception. Now, you know they believed it initially, but it was a shallow reception. They got excited about it. There's joy. But there's no depth. There's no root. Which what? For a while. Believe. And in time of temptation, do what? Fall away. They cast their confidence away. They give it up. They quit. Matthew 13 says it like this. Matthew 13, 20. He that received the seed in the stony places, the same as he that hears the word, and anon with joy receives it. Yet has he no root, not root in himself, but endures for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is what? Offended. What is offended? And what was this over? The word. All of this is over the word. The word came. And this person, described by stony ground person, received it. And was excited and had joy, but it was a surface, shallow reception. And as time passed, there was pressure brought against the word. Persecution because of the word. Well, what's that like? Well, it's challenging the truth of the word. You haven't seen it. You haven't felt it. It hasn't come to pass what the word said.
Right.
And so the pressure arises and the enemy is behind the pressure.
That's right.
Where's it at? You're worse than you were.
Right.
Where's the money? Where could it possibly come from? No way, no how. Not going to work. And he can influence other people. And they can say these things, and there's pressure because of the word. And if you don't have a deep reception of it, a deep conviction of your belief,
Amen.
After a while, what happens? You start listening too much to these things against the word.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's not right. Oh, that old blab it, grab it, confess it, possess it. All that sowing and reaping stuff, that's just, you know, people trying to line their pockets. That's just all that junk. That's nothing to that. Nothing to that. Nothing to that. God's in control. He's the one decides all these things. It's not. And you look at it and it looks that way and it feels that way. And after a while, well, I guess it didn't work. And the moment you say that and believe that, that incorruptible seed that you receive, it comes out of you.
Amen.
Now, there's no way you're going to have a harvest. And you're stuck living just like any unsaved person on the planet. And whose fault was it? Was it God's fault?
No.
Was it because faith didn't work?
No.
Because the word didn't hold up? Didn't accomplish what it was supposed to.
No.
Look with me in Psalms, if you would. Psalm 105. Psalm 105, 19. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for the truth that makes me free. Hallelujah. I'm not just a starter. I'm a finisher. I fight the good fight. I finish my course. I keep the faith. Hallelujah. Not going to let anybody get my faith. I'm keeping my faith. Devil can't get it. People can't get it. Circumstances can't get it. Passing of time can't get it. My faith in His Word, in Him, is not a shallow reception. It goes all the way down. Hallelujah. My commitment of conviction to His holy word and the truth of His word and the faithfulness of my God is not a shallow reception. It goes all the way down. Hallelujah. To the bottom of my being. I got roots halfway to China. I grew up on a farm. And sometimes myself, my brother, my dad, different ones would be, we're supposed to clear something out. And sometimes you go and you pull up little saplings or little trees or something that was in the way, and you could just grab it and pull it. And then you get a hold of one and it don't move.
That's right.
And you think, what is the deal with this? And you work on it and you dig on it and you pull on it and you get it moving a little bit. And then you realize, man, look at them roots. Those roots go all the way over here. That's why you can't just jerk it up. Isn't that right? Man, when you got something that's got roots, I mean, tornadoes and hurricanes come through. And they might blow some leaves off, but the thing is still there. And you think, how did that thing withstand all that? Because there's a whole lot under the ground you're not seeing. Somebody say, I have roots. I have roots, big roots, and they go deep. What does that mean? That means I'm not tossed around by every wind of doctrine. I don't give up and change because a few days pass. Because I don't see something come to pass all at once or in a few weeks or a few months or even years. Got roots. I got roots. Deep roots. Big roots. Roots, what kind of roots? A deep conviction and commitment to the truth of God's word, to the faithfulness of the one who said it, to the surety of coming to pass. Everything He told me, everything that came out of His mouth. Hallelujah. Real faith is faith that finishes. Are you there in Psalm 105? Verse 17. 105:17 says, He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that His word came or was fulfilled or came to pass. He tried the word of the Lord. Now, anybody know what we're talking about? Joseph, as a boy, he had visions and dreams.
Amen.
And he had this vision of him being a ruler and even all his family coming around him. And oh man, made his brothers mad. They sold him for a slave. So he had shackles, he had iron on his wrists and on his ankles as a young man. He was sold as a slave. He lived as a slave in Potiphar's household. God blessed him and made him a prosperous man as a slave. But things got bad, and they went from bad being a slave to even worse. Sometimes people think, well, could it get any worse? It can. Potiphar's wife lied on him, accused him of attacking her, raping her. Lies, lies. But Potiphar believed it, and they put him in the lowest dungeon in the country. So here he is. He's got this excitement about this vision God gave him, this dream of overcoming and rulership and victory, this glorious dream. And when he sold as a slave following the camels on those dusty trails in chains, don't you think the devil's telling him, where's your dream now? When he becomes the property of this man, where's your dream now? And then when he's kicked out of that into a dungeon where he's supposed to stay there and rot forever. I mean, appeals, forget it. Getting out, there is no getting out, naturally speaking. He's done for. And the enemy, don't you think he's telling him, where's your dream now? Where's your faith now? Where's the word of the Lord now? And this went on for years. Everybody say years. Years. Years as a slave. Years in prison. Years in darkness and bondage. You can give up. You can lose hope. You don't have to. I said, but you don't have to. And until the time that that word about that vision and that dream that God gave him years ago, until the time came, that word was fulfilled and it came to pass. Joseph was trying that faith stuff. He was trying the word to see if it worked. No, no. Everybody do this. What was trying what? He wasn't trying the word. He wasn't testing the word to see if God is true and if the word is real. Honey, child, that's beyond you. That's above your pay grade. That's right. God is real, and his word is sure, no matter what you think or what you don't think or what any of the humanity down. I don't care if 7 billion people down here of the 8 or whatever it is, if they decide that God's joke and a fairy tale. What does that mean? It don't mean a thing. They'll quit breathing real soon. God is not insecure. He has no feeling pressing him to prove to us, oh, come on, believe in me. Please, believe in me. I'm real. I'll do something nice for you. He is the Almighty. He's already proved everything. He doesn't need to defend himself in front of us. It's not him that's being tested. It's not his word that's being tested. It's not the reality of faith in him that's being tried. It's us. Us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.